Hey, Songtown, welcome. I'm Clay Mills here with Marty Dotson. Today, we have three ways to add more emotion to your melody.
All right. Give us number one. Hit us with it.
Ashley, start this off. I'm going to call this rub notes.
Okay.
Start this off by playing the first line to that Lewis Capaldi song, Someone You Love.
I'm going on during this time. I fear there's no one to save me.
I love that song.
I love it too. So let's talk about rub notes. I call rub notes, Marty, there's two places in a scale. So if you got a C scale, between the three and the four is a half step. 5, 6, 7, 8. Between 7 and 8 is a half step. So over the years, I've learned that if you have melody spots that focus on those half step intervals, they're more emotional. And the main reason is because they're kind of dissonant. So this idea hit me, and then I started listening to songs going, are people doing this? And this Lewis Capaldi song is a great example. He saves that rub tone between the three and the four. He saves it for the chorus of the song. So the chorus is his most emotional, hard-hitting spot of the melody. So he starts the verse off. I'm going under, and this time I feel there's no one to save me. It's very pentatonic. Da, 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 da. There's no rub notes going on. Da, da, da. It's kind of open. Then the pre-chorus, I need somebody to hear, somebody to hear. It's also very open sounding. But then when he gets to the chorus, actually play the first line of the chorus.
Oh, the day bleeds into nightfall.
So now he introduces that 3-4 rub in the melody. Now the day bleeds and the nightfall. So that, da, da, that half step. The day bleeds. That half step interval, he doesn't use it in the verse. So he brings it in the chorus. That's why when he starts singing that chorus and it hits you, you're like, why is it? He is singing emotionally there, but there's something more to it. So if he's saying something, now the day bleeds, he could sing his heart out, but it's not as emotional as, now the day bleeds, you know. So it is about which notes you choose. And I've just found that putting in that half-step rub in the most emotional part of your song supports that lyric and really makes it hit harder.
Awesome. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
What's number two?
Number two, I heard Ryan Tedder the other day talking about God moments. And his definition of it is when you're in the writing room, you're digging for something, and all of a sudden a melody against a chord comes out that you've never done before, and you don't know where it came from, but it's beautiful, or it's just magical. It's undeniable. And he says, in his way he puts it, is those are moments where God shows up and you have to let go in order for that to happen. If you're trying to control everything and trying too hard, it's almost like it's not going to show up. I mean, that's good for anything in life.
I've heard, there's an old saying I've heard all my life, let go and let God.
Yeah.
So when something magic happens, don't fight it, go with it.
Yeah.
So you got another one for us?
I do. Eliminating technical mistakes.
Okay.
And guys, I'll put a checklist in the description of this video so you can download that if you'd like. But I put together a checklist of some mistakes that are common for melody writers. And maybe we'll do a whole video of this. But when you have these little technical mistakes, it sucks the emotion out. So one technical mistake would be, last night we heard a couple of songs in Club Songtown. You were on there with Devin. And a couple of songs played where the vocal enters, and the same beat of the bar every line. It was like coming in with right before the downbeat on every line. It's like after you go through a verse and a pre-chorus and a chorus, you're like, please, God, change this. Mm-hmm. So it's just learning to step back from your song and look at these things. And Devin brought up a couple of examples where the melody and the verse and the melody and the pre-chorus and the melody and the chorus were all in the same vocal range. You know, there were no highs and no lows. It was just all just kind of in this same vocal range. So learning to check yourself and go, oh, gosh, yeah, I need to make my melody have a bigger range in the chorus. Maybe start higher or maybe go down lower, you know. But it's just learning to learn those kind of technical mistakes that kill the emotion in your song. We talked about Ryan Tedder a few minutes ago. He doesn't make those mistakes. Like, his songs are not only good songs, but they're technically sound. Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, all the writers that are consistently, Max Martin, having hits, and the Ashley Gorley in the country world, they've learned to eliminate the technical issues. Doesn't mean if you eliminate the technical issues, you're going to have a great song. Right. You know, you can have a perfect song that still just lies there.
A stinker.
And it's not great. Yeah. But you could have a potentially great song be sabotaged if you don't clean up the mistakes.
Can I throw in one tip as a lyricist primarily? I think making sure that important words have important spots in the melody. Mm-hmm. Like, so if you're going to hold out a note, you're not going to hold it out on the word the.
Well, we could flip that also, because I teach in my melody masterclass a technique I call hot spots, and where we're looking at a lyric and we're going, okay, these are the important words in the lyrics. What can we do with the melody to bring that out? Mm-hmm. You know, so it also works both ways. They have to work together for that perfect marriage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So we gave you a bonus tip. You're only promised three. You got four.
All right. We'll see y'all next time.
Take care.
Cheers. Hey, thanks for watching. If you appreciate the content, hit the subscribe button and help us grow. Shout out to Sweetwater Music. It's where Marty and I get all our musical gear. Great people. We'll see you guys around town. Right on.